Marco Rubio just convinced me that he should be president in 2028. Marco Rubio was at a Senate hearing yesterday, and I watched almost the entire three-hour hearing, by the way. Some of it got very heated. I'm going to show that at the end. And almost every minute of this three-hour Senate hearing with Rubio was him being exquisite on immigration. So we're going to break down my favorite parts. I'm going to talk about why I think Marco Rubio really might be the move for Republicans in 2028. As always, guys, please like this video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourself will see it. Here we go.
Our immigration policy should be based on the national interest of the United States, period. End of story. If there is a subset of people that are easier to vet, who we have a better understanding of who they are and what they're going to do when they come here, they're going to receive preference, no doubt about it. There are a lot of sad stories around the world, millions and millions of people around the world. It's heartbreaking. We cannot assume millions and millions of people around the world. No country can. So you have to have a process of deciding who do you prioritize, who do you allow in. We do it all the time. We do it in our immigration system now under our current laws. Unfortunately, it's primarily based on family connection and not on what they're going to contribute to the society from a merit standpoint. That should be changed, but that'll require statutory changes. But the bottom line is, this notion that somehow we have to accept anyone who wants to come to the United States is absurd.
No. Where was this Marco Rubio in 2016 when he ran for president? Honestly, I remember people liked Marco. I think it was him, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump were kind of the final three in 2016. But no question, Marco Rubio is more popular today than he was in 2016. Obviously, everything he says in that video is incredibly correct. I don't think it's very controversial. He's talking to Democrat senators in all these videos that I'm about to show you. And obviously, Democrat senators are the craziest people in the world. After that, he gets into it with Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley, who's from Oregon, so very, very liberal. He's just a real scumbag, by the way. This guy, you can tell from this video I'm about to show you. What they're talking about in this video, just to give you some context, they start talking about the South Africans that we just let in that are immigrants. It was a big controversy this week. If you didn't hear, I'll just give you a brief summary. Basically, we let in like 50-ish white South Africans. They're being persecuted and literally murdered in South Africa right now. There's some crazy things going on. A lot of people are talking about it. They love America. They speak English. So Marco Rubio and Trump let them in. It's obvious. It's easy. It's not 11 million immigrants like Biden. And Democrats obviously are very mad about this because they don't like white people. They prefer kind of the illegals from down south, you know, to the English-speaking white South Africans. But in any case, Marco Rubio defended him and Trump's position on this. And Senator Merkley descended into complete chaos and madness. Take a look.
I'm going to ask you, what? Yeah. So a well-justified fear of persecution?
Yeah, they thought their farms were being burned down and they would be killed. I think that's a pretty good justification for wanting to come. They're afraid for their lives.
And should it be applied in an even-handed way? That's an easy
question. No, our foreign policy doesn't require even-handedness. It requires prioritizing the interests of the United States.
The phrase says you are entitled to entrance as a refugee if you demonstrate a well-justified fear of persecution.
No, you're not entitled.
So
you're allowed.
Can you have a different standard based upon the color of somebody's skin? Would that be acceptable?
Well, I'm not the one arguing that. Apparently you are, because you don't like the fact that they're white, and that's why they're coming.
I'm just asking you to say that that would be unacceptable.
Well, no, I would say that the United States...
a very easy thing to say.
The United States has a right to pick and choose who they allow into the United States.
Even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No, you're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me. These are people whose farms were being burned down and they were killed because of the color of their skin.
Well, I'm...
Well, you've demonstrated enough because you think anyone should be allowed into this country for any reason because they met a certain criteria.
Who has said that?
We are going to prioritize people that come into our country on the basis of what's in the interest of this country. That's a small number of people that are coming.
But I love Marco Rubio's response because it perfectly exposes kind of the difference between the conservative and the progressive thought when it comes to immigration. Senator Merkley wants equity, and he says that very clearly. He wants everyone to come. Every single person who wants to come, they should come. They should all have the equal outcome of being in the country citizens. Marco Rubio wants merit. That's exactly what he says. He wants the people who are going to contribute the most to America to immigrate here. Marco Rubio's method of governing is something that somehow the Western world has just completely rejected and they don't understand anymore, but conservatives do understand it, and it's infinitely better than Senator Merkley's, because what he's saying is that his priority is making America as great as possible for Americans. In other words, he actually works for the Americans. Like, he's not working for the Chinese. He's not working for Mexicans. Democrats, though, cannot comprehend this. They cannot comprehend that issue. And it is a winning issue for Republicans every single time. Because who doesn't want someone governing for them? Instinctively, I think people look at the Democrat Party and they know they're not governing for the American people. Marco Rubio clearly is. I think Donald Trump is as well, especially when it comes to immigration. That's why their polling looks so freaking fantastic for every immigration issue. People like to hear that their politicians are fighting for them, no question. Now, in terms of how popular Marco Rubio is, here is the latest 2028 primary polling. You can see right here that easily in first place. By the way, this is from Atlas Intel, which is one of my favorite polling. They're very accurate. I use them for the election in 2024. They were probably the most accurate pollsters for 2024. So take that with a grain of salt. But this is the 2028 National Republican primary. J.D. Vance is at 60%, massive. Ron DeSantis and Marco Rubio are tied at 9%. So you've got those three. Again, very early still, way too early to say who it will be, because once you get into campaigning, things are going to change a lot. Who knows what deals will be made? But if I had to guess, I think the final three are going to be J.D. Vance, Ron DeSantis, and Marco Rubio, like the poll shows. I think all three are very, very good. But I have to say, seeing Marco Rubio throw down on Democrats like this in such an eloquent way makes me want it to be him even more. As many of you guys know, I have a newborn now, and so I get zero sleep. The gym is still a priority, though, and fortunately, I have Energy Rocks, the partner of this company that gets me the energy that I need. Energy Rocks replaces the heavy, sugary pre-workout drink with a light supplement that you can fit right in your pocket, and then you can eat whenever you need that boost. It's modeled after Pop Rocks. Energy Rocks was created by a competitive athlete for athletes and anybody who needs a caffeine boost to enjoy without the messy mixes and the caffeine crashes. Guys, my favorite part, I'm on a cut right now. It's only 20 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and you're going to get all of the energy that you would get out of one cup of coffee. Right now, they're giving just my audience a very generous offer of 20% off all of their products. So just go use the code JoshCarr, 20 off at checkout. The link and that code are in the description below. Marco Rubio continued his tirade in the Senate yesterday in a fiery exchange with Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland, and he destroyed him. It was brutal. It's a pretty long exchange. So here's the full unedited clip. Take a look.
And I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may sit.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job based on what I know.
Well, that's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You may.
I didn't ask.
Senator, please let the Secretary have
the floor. I'd be happy to, but then I can respond to his.
Your time's up, Senator, and woefully used, I might add. Well, your remarks do not represent the view of this committee.
Well, Mr.
Secretary,
Chairman,
please.
Well, I can't respond to everything he said because much of these are untrue, but I'll go through a few. First of all, I'm actually very proud of the work we've done with USAID. For example, I don't regret cutting $10 million for male circumcisions in Mozambique. I don't know how that makes us stronger and more prosperous as a nation.
I
don't regret
Sudan,
cycle social support services.
I raised Sudan, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond,
not
Senator? Senator, I'd ask you to suspend. You had 7 straight minutes.
I chose to use my time that way, Mr. Chairman. That's my right to
please
use
suspend,
my time that way.
Secretary Rubio.
Well, I can go on. I mean, there's other things here. We spent $227,000 for Big Cat's YouTube channel from USAID. We spent $14 million for social cohesion in Mali, whatever the hell that means. So I can go on and on. I got the list here, and there's more. I didn't even bring the whole list. In the case of El Salvador, absolutely. Absolutely. We deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
going
to see who you went to.
Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Secretary Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated comments like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You had your time.
Secretary Rubio should take that testimony to the federal court in the United States because he hasn't done it under oath.
Here's another point, okay? There is a division in our government between the federal branch and the judicial branch. No judge in the judicial branch cannot tell me or the president how to conduct foreign policy. No judge can tell me how I have to outreach to a foreign partner or what I need to say to them. And if I do reach to that foreign partner and talk to them, I have under no obligation to share that with the judiciary branch. Just like a judge cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister of Russia, they cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister or the president of El Salvador. And if I did negotiate with them, which we have responded to them, and we've told them, we've had communications with the president of El Salvador, I am under no obligation under our division of powers in this country and to share with the judicial branch how I conducted diplomacy of the United States. It would actually be counterproductive. If I started sharing with courts, or frankly, with the media, my conversations with foreign leaders and all of their details, no foreign leader would talk to me again, and we would break trust with them. So I have complied with every court order. What I won't comply with is an order to disclose what I'm saying and what we're talking about with a foreign leader, because then they won't talk to me. Diplomacy doesn't work that way. I don't, about the student visas, let me say this. I don't deport anybody, and I don't snatch anybody. The State Department does not have officers in the street snatching everybody. What I do is revoke visas. And it's very simple. A visa is not a right. It is a privilege. People apply for student visas to come into the United States and study. And if you tell me that you're coming to the United States to lead campus crusades, to take over libraries, and try to burn down buildings, and acts of violence, we're not going to give you a visa.
Is that what Ms. Ostrock did?
I have just three words after watching that clip. Marco for president. Comment down below if you agree. The left is a cult, you guys. I talk all about it in my newly released book, A New Cult. You can check it out right now on Amazon. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so that other great patriots like yourself will see it. Tune into the show live every day at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can watch another video right here.